A new report released this week finds Vermont's hospitals are heading for bankruptcy. It offers a plan to keep them afloat that calls for dramatic changes, including not keeping people for overnight care and converting emergency departments to urgent care centers at some of the state's smallest hospitals. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp has been following this, and she joins me now. Hi, Lexi.
Hello.
There's this huge report, 142 pages, from a consulting firm called Oliver Wyman. And they've been working on this thing for over a year, meeting with thousands of patients and healthcare workers and hospital leaders all over the state to support hospital transformation. Can you set the scene for how we got here?
Yeah, so there's a lot riding on this report. A few years ago, lawmakers gave the state's healthcare regulators $4 million to work on this because healthcare in Vermont is increasingly unaffordable. We have some of the highest rates for commercial insurance in the country, and they keep going up. Small businesses are seeing 20% increases next year, and that's the third year in a row of these double-digit increases. And many hospitals in the state are operating at a loss. And that's only going to get worse because of our relatively small aging population. This is how Dr. Bruce Hamery, consultant at Oliver Wyman, who led the work on this report, framed the outlook for the state's hospitals.
I am not saying to a hospital, you must close. What I am saying is every prediction I can make with every trick I know to pull, says that within 3 to 5 years, your bank will call the bill and close you.
So commissioning this report was lawmakers' attempt to answer, how do we fix this? And the focus here is really on hospitals.
Okay, so what does it say?
The takeaway is every hospital is in jeopardy, but the report calls out four in particular with the most dire finances based on the population they serve. Those are Grace Cottage Hospital in Townsend, Gifford Medical Center in Randolph, North Country Hospital in Newport, and Springfield Hospital. It offers a bunch of recommendations, from discontinuing certain procedures and converting emergency departments to urgent care centers. It also calls for closing inpatient beds. That's what allows hospitals to admit patients for overnight care. And in a lot of these places, the report says it would be better if they used that space for other things like memory care or geriatric or mental health care. And some of these hospitals, it made this point that they just admit one or two patients a day. So it's not really a huge number of people this is impacting.
Oh, okay. Well, how have hospitals reacted to these recommendations?
Many have said they're really concerned about the impacts on their communities. And some of them say a lot of these recommendations came as a surprise. Olivia Sweetnam is the CEO at Grace Cottage Hospital.
We did not see the final recommendations before the Green Mountain Care Board meeting. So we're all trying to digest the information at the same time as the general public, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
I also spoke with Mike Del Treco about this. He's the president of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. He was really concerned about patient access to care in some of these communities.
Not having the ability to have inpatient services for a hospital in the Northeast Kingdom, where are people going to go?
And Lexi, what about the state's other 10 hospitals?
Again, no one is off the hook here. The report says hospitals should specialize a lot of their care and grow certain programs like mental health care or obstetrics or general surgery, and then stop doing some of these low-volume procedures. One concern about this is how shifting where all this care happens will impact healthcare workers. Jessa Bernard is with the Vermont Medical Society, and she talked about this.
We don't want to pretend that healthcare professionals are sort of interchangeable or easily, you know, moved or retrained. I think there will be workforce challenges, and we don't want to lose really critical talent out of the fear of change or future change.
The report also calls out the state's largest hospital, the University of Vermont Medical Center, for its high costs. And it says doctors there are spending a lot of their time not seeing patients, doing research and administrative work. And that needs to change.
Is it calling for other big systems level changes?
Yes. Number one is boosting housing and access to transportation. That can help people receive more regular care and avoid costly hospital visits. The report also says Vermont really has to move a lot of the care that happens right now in hospitals into less expensive places. So primary care offices at home, and then these things that don't exist yet, like freestanding imaging centers or surgery centers or birthing centers. Owen Foster is the chair of the Green Mountain Care Board, and he said that's already been a big focus of healthcare reform efforts. He had a back and forth with Bruce Hamery of Oliver Wyman about this.
But from my review of our healthcare reform efforts, that's been what we've been trying to do for a decade.
Yeah, and not very well.
Lots to think about and work through. So what's next?
There's a bunch of action items for lawmakers, the Agency of Human Services, and the Green Mountain Care Board to get started on some of these recommendations, and likely a lot of resistance to some of these changes.
That was Vermont Public Reporter Lexi Krupp breaking down the latest on healthcare policy in Vermont. Lexi, thanks so much.
Thank you.